The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Mulazzo, the Hamlet. There was a time when the Lunigiana had an undisputed capital, Mulazzo, the land of the Malaspina par excellence. It was here that Dante Alighieri, a Ghibelline refugee from Florence, stayed at the beginning of the 14th century. Mulazzo's historical roots are intertwined with prehistory, as evidenced by the steel statues found in Roppoli, symbols of an ancient culture that testifies to the continuity of human settlements and a rich cultural life since ancient times. In the early Middle Ages, the valley was the scene of clashes between the Byzantines and the Lombards, and in the 13th century, the territory gained importance with the Malaspina Marquises, who chose Mulazzo as the capital of their fiefdom. The first great marquises of this ancient noble family lived here. Oberto I, Count of Luni, from 945. His grandson, Oberto Obizzo I, progenitor of the Malaspina of Lunigiana. His son, Alberto II, the first to be called Malaspina. Then Obizzo I, the Great, first enemy, then ally of Frederick I Barbarossa, who led the emperor across the Apennines when the Pontremolesi blocked his passage in 1167. The division of the feud in 1221 between his sons Obizzo II and Moroello I gave rise to two distinct branches of the family, each with its own lands and symbols, further consolidating Malaspina power in the region. Mulazzo thus became the head of the Malaspina dello Spino Secco family. In Mulazzo, the link with Dante Alighieri is particularly fascinating. The great poet, exiled from Florence, found refuge within the walls of Mulazzo, and tradition links him to a hexagonal tower over 30 meters high that bears his name. This link is not just an anecdote, but is interwoven with documented historical events, such as his presence attested in the Acts of Peace of Castelnuovo, the date of 1306, linked to the astronomical prophecy in Purgatory, confirms the importance of Mulazzo as a place of refuge and inspiration for Dante. Throughout the centuries, Mulazzo maintained its political and cultural importance. Until 1797, the Marquisate of Mulazzo was an autonomous entity governed by the Malaspina family. Brought significant territorial changes, with acquisitions and cessions that redrew the boundaries of the Marquisate. However, the end of the feudal period was marked by the Napoleonic abolition, which meant a radical change in the political structure of the Lunigiana and Mulazzo. Today, the legacy of the Malaspina family can be seen in the town, which is characterized by its enclosed structure and medieval streets, as well as in the remains of ancient fortifications and historical monuments, such as the Church of San Nicolò, which testifies to Mulazzo's importance as a religious and cultural center. The church, originally an aristocratic chapel, has been renovated over the centuries, but still preserves important traces of its ancient foundation. In conclusion, Mulazzo is more than just a village. It is a crossroads of history, culture, and tradition. Its roots lie in a past, rich in events and personalities that have marked not only the Lunigiana, but also the whole of Italian history. The figure of Dante, the exploits of the Malaspina family, and the signs of an ancient civilization are just some of the elements that make Mulazzo a place of great historical and cultural interest. The beauty of the landscape and the architectural heritage continue to attract visitors and scholars, keeping alive the memory of an era that has left an indelible mark on the heart of the Lunigiana.
The Looney Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.